सर्वेभ्यः अनुग्रह भगिनी पठति वा? Do you want the, do you want me to share the screen or you know
yeah. by heart?
पठतु भगिनी. दृश्यते वा?
ॐ वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा.
सम्यक्, धन्यवादः. विजय महोदय, so far what all we have seen, can you just give a quick recap, maybe one or two of the lessons, and we'll ask Amaya to do the rest.
Sumitra Bhagini, your voice is too low.
Is it fine now?
It's okay now.
Okay, go ahead.
Prathama Patham, we covered Bhavataha, Bhavatyaha. द्वितीय पाठं विडिड् एषः सः एषा सा एतत् तत् देन् फ्यु वर्ड्स् लैक् कः का किं
वा किं क्वेश्चनिङ्ग् वर्ड्स्
क्वेश्चनिङ्ग् वर्ड्स्
अस्तु धन्यवादः विल् जस्ट् आस्क् समवन् एल्स् टु डू द रेस्ट् धन्यवादः हरिप्रिया भगिनी can you say what else we saw?
Yeah. जलं कुत्र अस्ति? जलं सर्वत्र अस्ति.
भगिनी क्रमशः गच्छतु इति प्रार्थये. से इट् इन् द आर्डर् दट् वि सा, अदर्वैस् एव्री वन् विल् गेट् कन्फ्यूस्ड्. इफ् यु सडन्ली जम्प् इन् टु सम्थिङ्ग् एल्स् देन् इट् वोण्ट् वर्क्. वि हव् बीन् ट्रैङ्ग् टु रीक्याप् रैट् फ्रम् द बिगिनिङ्ग्. नौ महोदय, विजय महोदय सेड् अबौट् भवतः नाम, भवत्याः नाम, एण्ड् सः एषः, एषा सा. And all that. Then after that, what we saw? Just go with the order only so that others don't get confused.
Kim, kutra, kimartham, kutaha,
katam. No, Bhagini, no. You're talking about the last class, I'm not asking that. Aparna Bhagini, can you just say what we saw after Vijay Mahodaya said?
We saw aam na.
Astu.
Kaha, ka, kim.
Astu.
Then we saw few words, few things, names of few things.
Uttamam.
Like darpah, mandapah.
Astu.
Then we saw asti, nasti.
Samyak. Tavadeva. Dhanyavadah.
Dhanyavadah.
Raghunathan Mahodaya, can you continue?
Hello?
Can you continue?
Next, Kriyapadani.
Kriyapadani, na. Atas Purvam.
Purvam.
Did you hear what Aparna Bhagini said? Ashok Mahadev, can you continue?
Tadanantaram aham atra tatra sarvatra anyatra kutra ekatra drashtami drashtami. Tadanantaram akaranta ikaranta ukaranta शब्दं प्रतिपादिकं प्रातिपदिकं प्रातिपदिकम् एण्ड् धातु.
उत्तमं, सम्यक्. तावदेव, धन्यवादः. चन्द्रा भगिनी, केन् यु कण्टिन्यू?
यस्. तदनन्तरं वयं व्यञ् ब्रेकिङ्ग् द वर्ड्स् इन् टु द पार्ट्स् लैक् व्यञ्जनं
ओके दट् वि सा मच् अर्लियर्
अराउण्ड् दट् सेम् टैम् दट् प्रातिपदिकं सेम् टैम् ओके तदनन्तरं षष्टिविभक्ति पठामः
दृष्टवन्तः किञ्चित् प्रतिपादयति वा षष्टिविभक्ति मध्ये कानि कानि विषयाणि
दृष्टानि षष्टिविभक्त्याः पुल्लिङ्ग पुल्लिङ्गं तथा स्त्रीलिङ्ग
एषः बालकः बालकस्य राम राम
षष्टिविभक्तिरेव एतत् सर्वं दृष्टामः तदनन्तरं द्वितीयविभक्ति दृष्टामः
क्रियापदानि पुस्तकं दृष्ट्वा क्रियापदानि
क्रियापदानि दृष्टं
सम्यक् वदतु भगिनि क्रियापदे किञ्चित् भेदः आसीत् इत्युक्ते सः सा अहं
अहं ऐ डोण्ट् गेट् यू भगिनि
क्रियापद वि हेड् सम् डिफ़्रेन्स् लैक् सः सा अहम् आल् दिस् अ डिफ़्रेन्स् रैट् फ़ोर् वन् क्रियापदं वि सेड् हौ डु ऐ से ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् अण्ड् ही इस् गोयिङ्ग्
हा सः गच्छ सः गच्छति अहं गच्छामि क्रियापद डिफ़्रेन्स् ऐ डेण्ट् गेट् कर्ता एवं कर्म
ओके ओके यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वाट् अ क्रियापदम्
यस्
वाट् डु यु मीन् बै अ क्रियापदम्
इट्स् अ वर्ब् it signifies an action
come here so that is clear yes. Now you have got different representation of the same verb as in if I say gacchati what do you mean by gacchati what action is that
gacchati mean goes going
so going.
It can
whatever.
Be he is going or she is going
or I am going
अहम् ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् केनाट् बि गच्छति रैट्
नो द एक्शन् आफ़् गोयिङ्ग् केन् बि ही शी और् इवन् ऐ केन् गो
येस्
येस् फ़ोर् ही एण्ड् शी यु नो वाट् द प्रोनौन्
येस्
वाट् इस् द प्रोनौन्
फ़ोर् ही इट् इस् सः और् एषः देन् फ़ोर् शी इट् इस् सा और् एषा
So for that you can use gacchati. Saha gacchati, saha gacchati, esha gacchati, esha gacchati. Now when I want to say I am going or I go, then I'll be using aham gacchami. So that is the difference which I was expecting. So we
okay, but I didn't know what that gacchami, what, let's see, here you say Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, so is there anything?
We are not talking to that at all. It is okay. Kriyapadam, how do you use it?
No, is there any particular you can label for that?
When I say, no, listen, when I say he goes, what is the subject?
Saha.
But my focus here is just Kriyapadam. I am not coming to Vibhakti okay. at all.
The same thing I'm asking for Pashyati and Pashyami is what do we specify that as? Is there any particular Kriyapadam?
See, only for Pratipadikam you can say Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, and all that. Okay. How can you say cases for Kriya?
Okay.
You know Tamil? You know Tamil?
Yeah, it can only be present tense, past tense, but not for these. Yes, I understand.
No, it's not. You are still talking about tense only, but your question was something. You are asking what Vibhakti is, right?
Not Vibhakti, I am saying in that we give it as Vibhakti. So is there any specific label for this? Like, is it called anything?
That's what I said, right? Kriyapada. Okay. Is the label. Whatever action you do, Kriyapada.
Okay.
Do you understand or you have got any doubt?
No, I understood.
Okay.
Thank you.
Rupa Bhagini, after that, what did we say?
तदनन्तरं वयं द्वे तदनन्तरं वयं द्वे सम्भाषणं दृष्टवन्तः. एकं सम्भाषणं वितारकः ग्राहकयोः मध्ये दृष्टवन्तः. द्वितीयं सम्भाषणं वयं सर्वं मिलितुं कुर्मः कृतवन्तः विषयः विक्रेतः तथा पतिपत्नीयोः मध्ये सम्भाषणं वस्तूनि वाट् इस् अ वर्ड् फार् बैङ्ग्
गृह्णातु गृह्णातुम् इत्युक्ते टु टेक्
ओके गृह्णातु नीतुं गृह्णातु ओके जस्ट् रैट् दट् गृह्णातु एकं सम्भाषणं वयं कुर्मः तदनन्तरं उत्तिष्ठ तथा उपविष्ट शब्दम्
उपविष्ट इत्यपि क्रिया परन्तु
क्रिया तत्र आज्ञारूपाणि प्रार्थनारूपाणि तथा आज्ञारूपाणि आज्ञा
भवती
बेङ्गलोर् हा pronunciation from pronunciation ignik agnya rupani rupani drishtavantah dve rupani dhatu rupani drishtavantah tasya lakarah prarthana rupani lakarah tatha agnya rupani lakarah drishtavantah example गच्छति प्रार्थनरूपाणि तथा गच्छतु आज्ञारूपाणि
न द्वयमपि गच्छतु इति प्रार्थनारूपे अपि भवितुमर्हति आज्ञारूपे अपि भवितुमर्हति
ओके
द्वयमपि प्रार्थना अथवा आज्ञा एव
ओके ओके गच्छति
प्रार्थनारूप
ओके अदर्वैस्
गच्छतु आर् वेन् ऐ से भवान् गच्छतु इट् इस् ओके
then bhagini what is gachha
gachha
dhatu for
that we will when we come to that we will see that
okay fine so okay
now,
sorry
gachhati is there gachhami is there gachhatu
okay fine
only
okay.
till the fifth
okay
bhagini can you repeat about gachhatu
I couldn't follow you. What did you say? I was just hearing echo of what you said, not actually.
I mean, how gachhatu comes, like what I understood from last class is like when I come, aham gachhami is what? Saha when he or he comes.
When yes. I want to say I go, aham gachhami.
Gachhami.
When I want to say he go, you'll be saying yes. Saha gachhati or gachhati. Gachhati.
Ha.
Okay. And it is very and when you say sa gachhati esha gachhati now my idea is to order or to request hello do you hear me
yeah so it's a request then gachhatu
request and order prarthana athava agnya
Achha. So you also, you go it. So I mean you can say it.
You go. I say Bhagavan Gachatu.
Okay. So Tvam is like request?
No, Tvam is not request. Tvam is you.
Yes, Tvam is you. Bhavan is also you, right?
Yes.
So
both can be alternate.
Yeah, Bhavan Gachati. Tvam Gachatu.
No, you can use Gachatu even with Bhavan.
Okay, so Gachatu to that comes.
Don't get confused that Tvam is informal and Bhavan is formal. There is no such concept. As far as Sanskrit is concerned, everything is only with formality and with respect only. There is no such idea. Others, please mute.
Okay, so finally, yeah, so finally, Patato is for request, is it?
Request
and order.
Order, Agnya, however you could translate it to. We are going to see that again today. So that's why saying anything right now.
Okay.
Bhagini, ek sandega. This request and order both will come as Gachatu, is it?
I just said we will be seeing it again today. So I think you can wait for some time.
Okay.
Bhagini, I have a small doubt. What do you say for send and what do you say for bring?
Can you come again with your question?
S-E-N-D, send. What do you say in Sanskrit?
Send, right? As in which context you want to say, because there are many. Actually, Preshayati is sending.
Okay.
Saha Preshayati means he is sending.
Okay.
The other one is
for bring it. To get Aane. Or bring. Aane. Aane. What is Nayati?
Nayati is also same. With the prefix. Okay. I mean,
Nayati is also bring.
Yeah. It's very similar to Nayati basically means leading or guiding.
Okay.
But yeah, when you add the prefix Anayati, it means then bringing.
Okay. Thank you.
Swagatam. So now we are going to see a bit more with the Gachatu or Bhavatu and all those forms. I request all of you to open this website called ashtadhyayi.com. You can use it extensively to find out the forms of verbs. I will open it, see if you are able to see my screen. Am I visible with that website?
Yeah, we can see your browser.
Oh, okay, then that's fine. So you can see Sutra Pataha and Dhatu Pataha here, right? You can see two different titles. So go to Dhatu Pataha. So the first Dhatu that you see in your book is Gachati and Gachatu. So just type Gach. I don't have Sanskrit font installed. Any of you have installed Sanskrit font in your laptop? Otherwise, I will go with the Bhu Dhatu that you see here. So the Dhatu is actually Bhu, but it takes these many forms that we are going to when we talk. The first one is Bhavati, right? And similar to that, you will see many different things. Bhavishyati, Bhavatu. Here you are seeing Bhavatu. Right? So Bhavatu is the Lot Lakara, which means you can use it for Prasna or Agnya. And similarly, all these are here. But if you install Sanskrit font in this, I'm just trying. If I get it, I'll show it. Any of you have got Vidyadhar Mahodaya, Ashok Mahodaya, any of you have got Sanskrit font installed?
No, it's only mobile.
No, Bhagini.
Okay, because this is not mine.
I think I can do it.
Okay, can you share your screen in that case? If you
I'll just try to type and.
Sure. Because this is something really important, so that you need not rely upon anybody when you want to find the type of tense that you want to use. You can simply go type and every form will be here. You can right away use it and understand it. So the you see three columns, right? And three rows. So this says, first person, second person and third person, and the top one is singular, dual and plural.
Is this okay, or I'll try to share from my laptop only?
1 minute. Fine. Can you just maximize it? Partha Dimodia, please mute. Otherwise, you cannot see. Can you just reduce the size of the entire screen? It's okay. Furthermore.
Okay.
Still. Or can you click the Dhatu?
Okay. Here.
I want.
I see. Touch.
It's okay, Bhagini. I don't think we are getting it. No. You have done it wrongly. You have done something else, not Gach.
Okay.
It's not visible to me properly either.
Bhagini, the screen has become small now.
I don't know how yet. Anyhow, it's not going to help us. Dhanyavad, Bhagini. You can just close.
Sure, thank you. Yeah.
Probably next class I'll show you all how to use it. So anyhow, in that website, if you go and type the Dhatu and if you give the search bar, which is right here, just you type the Dhatu and you'll be getting it. For example, if I want to try Vand Dhatu, Vand is to pray. So here the forms will be visible to you. So this you can use it when you are struck with the tense, if you don't know what to use in which, then you can use it. So for now, you understand what we are seeing is Prarthana Rupam or Agnya Rupam.
Sumitra Bhagini, one suggestion, maybe you can try transliteration in Google and copy paste it here.
No, I don't want to do it, so it's okay. Even then, I will need that Sanskrit font today.
Bhagini, the screen is not visible now.
I don't know, Mahadya. Anyhow, I've just opened the browser.
No, once you, the moment you started, it was fine. Afterwards, it has become too small. I am not able to see.
I don't know if everybody is going to do the same.
We are not able to zoom it.
What you can do is go to your preferences, switch off the video share and re-enable the video share. It corrects itself. Anyhow, I've got nothing to do with the browser. If I'm unable to show you what I wanted to show you, so I've just kept it open. That's it. Okay. So Agnya is again order and Prarthana is request. So for both you can use it. So the first one is Gachati Gachatu. Agachati Agachatu. So when I want to say you come here, then I'll be saying Bhavan Agachatu. Atvam Agachatu. if I want to say please come here, I'll just add kripaya agachhatu, please come. So that is how the exercise goes. I think we did it last class. So we will go to the next.
Got it.
Someone pinged me out. Someone Shaha should come with me. May I know? Chandra Bhagini, please. Someone was texting me asking Eshaha should come only with Gachati, but it is not like that. When you want to say he should go, then also you can use, because that is also like an order. So Eshaha Gachatu, Eshaha Patathu. So all this also come under the same family of tense. Any doubts in this? Any doubts? Okay, so basically the idea is, first we saw Gachati for Saha and Sa or Eshaha and Esha. Then when you want to say I am going, Aham Gachami. Now we are trying to make a request or an order, which will be Gachathu. And that can also be used in the sense of he should go or let him go. Both comes in the same meaning. Eshaha Gachatu can mean he should go or let him go. So now you can do the rest of the exercises and let me know if you find any trouble in understanding it. If you don't have any doubts, we will move to the next one, which is Sankhyah. So in the next page you will be seeing, in the same page, 3.1 is Sankhyaha. Sankhyaha means numbers. Okay, Sankhya. When you want to ask somebody what is your phone number, you can ask Duravani Sankhya Ka. Duravani Sankhya, Kripaya Vadadhu. There you can use Kripaya Vadadhu. Please say your phone number. Duravani Sankhya. कस्य क्रमः अधुना ऐ डोण्ट् नो हू हेस् टु रीड् नौ विद्याधर महोदय केन् यू गो हेड् एण्ड् रीड् इट् फ्रम् द बुक्
सङ्ख्याः एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश.
सम्यक्. सो आल् दिस् अगेन् रिमेम्बर् एव्रिथिङ्ग् हेस् जेण्डर् एव्रिथिङ्ग् हेस् नम्बर् सो वाट् एवर् यू कन्सिडर् इट् विल् बि हेविङ्ग् जेण्डर् अण्ड् नम्बर् फोर् श्योर्. For example, when I want to say Ekaha Balakaha, so Balakaha here is a singular, which is Ekavachanam, and Pullinga Ekavachanam. So I will be using Ekaha Balakaha. When I want to say Balika, then Eka Balika. When I want to say Pustakam, Ekam Pustakam. So always remember, the gender and the number should go hand in hand no matter what you use. It could be anything, but always find out the gender and the number as well. Now I want at least 5 to 8 of you to try out this. Can we start with Vaidhinathan Mahodaya? Can you read the Sankhya again, whatever Vidyadhar Mahodaya has read so far?
एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश.
सम्यक्, उत्तमं, धन्यवादः. पार्थसारथी महोदय, can you try? Please mute yourself. एकनिमिषं तिष्ठतु. वदतु वदतु. वदतु वदतु पठतु
एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश
उत्तमं सम्यक् अपर्णा भगिनी
एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश
उत्तमं
धन्यवादः
रघुनाथन् महोदय
एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश
उत्तमं सम्यक् हरिप्रिया भगिनी
एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश
उत्तमं लास्ट् बडी रूपा भगिनी केन् यु डु
एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश
उत्तमं सो प्राक्टिस् इट् रियलि वेल् सो देट् यु विल् गेट् ग्रिप् आन् द नम्बर्स् आन् हौ टु से ओके इट्स् वेरि विसिबल् 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 and 10 आल्सो प्राक्टिस् हौ टु रैट् द नम्बर् इन् संस्कृत that has been given above. So I hope you can follow seeing it. Or do you want me to write it for you on screen?
Bhagini, I would be thankful if you can write where to start and where to end and where to add or where not to. Of course, it is clear, but looking at you, I think I can learn better.
So one will be like this.
Bhagini, I have a doubt.
Can I finish it? And then you can ask.
Okay.
Two will be like this. Three is very similar to the one that we usually do. This is four. This is five. And it will not be this horizontal. You can start from here. So this is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You can follow. So just Pancha, I'm unable to give the exact curve as how it has to be because I'm not getting good control over here. And so is the Sapta. So that alone you can just see. It has to basically start from here and something like this. And even this I'm not actually happy. So you can just practice writing over it and then you will be able to do it.
Hello.
Vadatu
Bhagini. You said everything will have numbers and gender. So with the gender, will the numbers change? Like, will it become ekam, ekaha, eka, anything like that? Or is it...
Didn't I explain that now? Ekaha, bhalakaha, eka, balika, ekam.
Okay, that will happen. I mean, so the others also, I'll be happy if you can mention. For especially ekam is understandable easily. For dve, how it becomes like when it is.
That we will see when it comes. First, you
okay.
Remember, okay. I just wanted to say that there is something like this.
Okay, fine.
Dve again will come actually in dual. So that will become dvau. So there the changes come. For that you should understand vibhaktis first. That's why I did not go anything beyond ekaha or eka or ekam. Okay, however, yeah. So in the next book, there are some of the numbers. Etaha sankhyaha uchehi patathu. I will read it once for you. So 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40. Okay, till 40 it has been given. Okay. Then we will explore a bit later about Sahasram and all that, 1000 and everything. But for now, this should suffice. Eka dasha, dva dasha, trayo dasha, chatur dasha, pancha dasha, sho dasha, दश अष्टादश नवदश विंशतिः एकविंशतिः द्वाविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः चतुर्विंशतिः पञ्चविंशतिः षड्विंशतिः सप्तविंशतिः अष्टाविंशतिः नवविंशतिः त्रिंशत् When the dot comes above, it has to be technically nasal. You cannot say ekavimshatihi. It has to be ekavimshatihi, but these days we don't follow it. It has been diluted so much. So just keep it in mind. If you can practice that, it's well and good. If not, just go with what others do. So after trinshat, which is 30, ekatrinshat, dvatrinshat, trayotrinshat, chatus. Chatustrinshat. So look at the difference from here. Trayastrinshat, Chatustrinshat, Panchatrinshat, Shattrinshat, Saptatrinshat, Ashtatrinshat, Navatrinshat, Chatvarinshat. So I want you to focus on two things. One is the diacritical marks that they have given. If you read the Ekadasha, for A, after A, above A, they have put a line. So that says the letter is a long letter, not a short letter. It is not Ekadasha, it is Ekadasha. So wherever you see a line over the letter in diacritical font, why I say is that when you go through any kind of text tomorrow, when there is any amount of transliteration, the translation is Sanskrit to English or Tamil to English or English to Kannada. These are all translations. Transliteration is something you will be using some other language, but the pronunciation will be of the original language. So here it is English written, but actually the Sanskrit is written in English, not translated. So whenever you see a line above a letter, it means it is a long vowel. A and A above a line will be A. And then if you see Dasha, they have not used SHA, but S and a tail kind of over S to represent Sh. So there are two Shas, as you know. One is Shankara Sh and another one is Krishna Sh. Right? So the Shankara Sh is represented by a tail over the letter S. If you see Ashtadasha, they have kept a dot below S. I better write and show you so that you don't get confused. So this is A. And if I write A and put a line on top, then that will become A. For this Sha, will be putting an S and a line like this at the top. Not a horizontal one, but a tail kind of, which will be crossed. And for this Sh, as in Krishna, Vishnu, so you will have to write S and put a dot down. And what else is there? Shodasha. Showed, pick the sound. So, B, a dot below. And Vinshatihi. T. T is there, so they have done. It's actually tih. So they have put a dot below. Below the H. So any doubts in this? Do you have any kind of questions or anybody wants to try to read all the numbers from Ekadasha? You can try. Shall I call?
Hello. I could see some M with a dot, you know. Small M. Small M with a dot.
There is.
Above.
That's the two sound nasal sound is detected. I forgot to notice that. So, this is here.
Yes.
Technically, I will take VI as well in front of it. Vimshati. So, this has to be mapped with this, and the V, when can you Bhavan Patativa?
Ah, Bhavan.
Patatu Mahalya.
Bhagini Bahu Shabdani Asti.
Vijay Mahodaya mute. Vijay Mahodaya mute.
I'm muted.
Sarve Kripya mute Mati Vishnu Kuti Prati. Ajay Mahodaya please be muted. Vaidhinathan Mahodaya Patatu. Ekadasha Patatu.
Yeah. एकादश द्वादश त्रयोदश चतुर्दश पञ्चदश षोडश सप्तदश अष्टादश नवदश विंशति विंशति सारी भगिनी Bhagini, one minute. If I am not confused, you said about that line after that A or yes, it is only when we look at the English, right? Or is it for Sanskrit also? Devanagari script also?
I don't know what you understand from what I said. You want to depict A, you write A. You want to depict A, you write A with a horizontal
line. That is only when we look at it in English, right?
Transliterated format.
Achha. Achha. Right.
It's clearly given, Mahodaya. I don't know what is the point in asking it. However, Rangarajan Mahodaya, please switch off your video. Nayana Bhagini, can you do some Ekavim Shati? Bhagini, are you there? Bhagini, you are muted. Can you please unmute and read?
Yes.
Rangarajan Mahodaya, please mute yourself.
I'm muted.
No, you're not.
Ekadasha.
No, Ekadasha Abhavat. Eka Vimshati Jitha Patati. विंशति पर्यन्तं
एकविंशतिः द्वाविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः चतुर्विंशतिः पञ्चविंशतिः षड्विंशतिः सप्तविंशतिः अष्टाविंशतिः नवविंशतिः त्रिंशत्
सॉरी या Ashok Mahodaya, can you do the last column?
Eka Trimshata, Dva Trimshata.
Not Shata. Shata is 100.
Yes. Eka Trimshat, Dva Trimshat, Trayo Trimshat.
Trayas Trimshat.
Okay. Trayas Trimshat. Chatur Trimshat. Pancha Trimshat, Shat Trimshat, Sapta Trimshat, Ashta Trimshat, Nava Trimshat, Ashta Trimshat, Nava Trimshat, Chatwarishat.
Chatwarimshat.
Chatwarim, okay, it's not visible. Chatwarimshat.
Chatwarimshat. So the homework will be 2.4 A and 3.2. That is just a game kind of. I think it's super fun to do it. So you can simply join, start from, find out Ekam and then go ahead and see what you get after you draw. Okay, do share the picture once you're done. I'll be glad to see it. So today what we saw was, one was about the Kriya Padani, where Gachati, how to use it, and Gachami, and Prarthana and Agnya Rupam. And also try to visit ashtadhyayi.com website. Maybe the website is down right now because morning it was working fine. I'm not sure what happened now. Anyhow, I'll just show you how to use it in the next class, so that you can use it for anything and everything, that website. It is that useful. And after that, we saw Sankhyaha. Sankhyaha means number. So from 1 to, we saw till 40. Chatustrinshat. So now the homework added will be 41 to 50, you have to figure out. You can use Google, find it out, try to read it, also record and send me whenever possible. I'm very sorry that I could not see the past homework because as I was not well. I'll try to see it together. If not, at least a new one. So with this for book, we will just close it and we will go to the actual thing. Again, I'm coming back to the Vibhakti. Vibhakti is a little, I would not call it complicated, but it will take some time to understand Vibhakti properly. Because what happens here is, you have got many cases. And for each case, you will have singular, plural, and dual. So, if you take one Pratipadikam, and if you try to form a matrix, it will be 7 cross 3. So, where you will have 21 such framework, which you have to memorize for now, because that has been the method of learning so far, unless you get into Ashtadhyayi reading. So for now, we will just go with that only. And by the way, I wanted to ask, do you want me to send 41 to 50 or would you like to try it by yourself?
We will try it.
That's fine. You can just refer Google and do so that you will also explore some websites because of that. Anyhow, yeah, then that's fine. So, for now, we are in Vibhakti again, coming back to Vibhakti. So as I said, there is Prathama Vibhakti, Dvithiya Vibhakti, Tritiya Vibhakti, Chatukti Vibhakti, Panchami Vibhakti, Shashti Vibhakti, Saptami Vibhakti, and there is one more called Sambodhana. We already saw Prathama, Dvithiya, Tritiya and Sambodhana. But I will repeat it once again. I am not going to take anything new today, because until and unless you get good knowledge in this, I don't find a point in going further. So the first Vibhakti is known as Prathama Vibhakti, or case 1, where we consider the noun to be a subject. So when I say Ramaha, Ramaha Gacchati, so Ramaha becomes the Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. And as I said, for every Pratipadikam you have to practice the address. Akarantah, Pullingah, Rama Shabdah, Akarantah, Pullingah, Krishna Shabdah, Ikarantah, Pullingah, Muni Shabdah, Ukarantah, Pullingah, Guru Shabdah. So for now, we will consider only Pullinga Shabda for today. So I said four. One was Rama Shabda, one was Krishna Shabda, one was Muni, and one was Guru. So Akaranta, Ikaranta, Ukaranta. Rama is a name, Krishna is a name, Muni is a sage, Guru is a teacher. So to make it usable, Prathama Vibhakti, Ekavachanam is Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, singular, plural, and dual and plural. Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, and Bahuvachanam. So I better make a new slide and try to make a table for you. So here, okay, so this is going to be case and number. Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. So here, Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Tritiya Vibhakti. So, first let us practice writing the address. Akarantaha Pullingaha Rama Shabdaha. I am using SHA here, which is technically wrong. But you write it in Sanskrit only. Akarantaha Pullingaha Rama Shabdaha. So, when I want to use the Prathama Vibhakti, which is the first case, or we also came to know this is known as subject. I'll be writing Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. So it's Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, which means one Rama, two Rama, and more than two Ramas. Okay, so if you want, I can just notate it like this. One. So this represents two Ramas and this represents anything more than two. So the similar kind of, now you might ask the question, okay, when you want to do Ramaha, Ramau, Ramava, this is fine, but what if I use Saha? So when I say Saha Ramaha, then how that is used for Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. So this is also equally important because you cannot interchange this. So you know Saha is to say he, which means one he, there is only one person. Tau and Te. Saha Ramaha, Tau Ramau, Te Ramaha. Saha Ramaha, Tau Ramau, Te Ramaha. Any doubts on this? Are you struck anywhere here in understanding? Or shall I go ahead?
Bhagini, all this means it's only he or she goes, right? We say for Ekavachanam we say Saha, and for Dvivachanam the same thing we say Tau.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is only for Pullingam. And there is yet another thing which I have to say you, which is the address of Saha Tauti. I meant to write it. Is your doubt address, Mahodaya, or you have got anything else to ask?
Yes, ma'am. Clear, Vagini.
Okay. So this will be Dakarantaha Pullingaha. And the Shabda here is Tad.
तद् शब्दः. सो रामशब्दः इस् रामः, रामौ रामः. तद् शब्दः इस् सः तौति. तद् इस् द प्रातिपदिकम् अण्ड् दट् टेक्स् द फार्म् आफ़् सः तौते वेन् यु वाण्ट् टु यूस् इट्. यु के नाट् डैरेक्ट्लि यूस् तद् हियर्. यु के नाट् से तद् रामः, विच् इस् राङ्ग्. सो सम् सूत्रस् पाणिनी वर्क् वित् द तद् अण्ड् दस् वि गेट् सः तौ एण्ड् टे. सो नौ विन् यु से ही इस् अ राम and they too are Ramas, and they are all Ramas, which is more than three. Saha Ramaha, Tau Ramau, Te Ramaha. Okay, Vidyadhar Mahodaya, now I am giving a Pratipadikam called Krishna. Can you try to say along with Saha, Tad Shabda, along with Tad Shabda?
Saha Krishnaha.
Samyak.
Tau Krishnau.
Samyak.
ते कृष्णाः.
सम्यक्, उत्तमं. सः कृष्णः, तौ कृष्णौ, ते कृष्णाः. अस्तु, पार्थसारथि महोदय, केन् यु ट्रै इफ् ऐ गिव् वन् आफ़् दोस्? से फार् एक्साम्पल् देवधातु.
देव नाम क्या बोलो? देव
प्रातिपदिकम् इस् देव, सारी इट्स् नाट् धातु.
सः देवः, तौ देवौ, ते देवाः.
देवाः, नाट् देवाः.
देवाः,
देवाः, देवाः. उत्तमम्. अस्तु, लक्ष्मी भगिनी, नर धातु प्रातिपदिकम्.
सः नरः, तौ नरौ, ते नराः.
उत्तमं, सम्यक्. वैद्यनाथन् महोदय, द प्रातिपदिकं फार् यू इस् अज. अज मीन्स् गोट्.
सः अजः, तौ अजौ,
तौ तौ
तौ तौ तौ अजौ, ते अजः, अजः, अजः.
सम्यक्, उत्तमम्. अन्य तस्य क्रमः रूपा भगिनी, प्रातिपदिकमस्ति गज इति.
सः गजः, तौ गजौ, ते गजाः.
चन्द्रा भगिनी,
दण्ड इति अस्ति. दण्ड, ओके. सः दण्डः, तौ दण्डौ, ते दण्डाः.
उत्तमं, सम्यक्. अनुग्रहः भगिनि, रथ इति प्रातिपदिकम्.
सः रथः, तौ रथौ, ते रथाः.
उत्तमं. हरिप्रिया भगिनी, प्रातिपदिकमस्ति दीप.
दीप इस् इट्? सः दीपः, दौ दीपौ, ते दीपा. तौ 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 दीपौ, ते दीपाः.
ते दीपाः,
दीपाः.
लास्ट् वन् रघुनाथन् महोदय, पर्वत
पर्वतः.
सः पर्वतः, तौ पर्वतौ, ते पर्वताः.
सम्यक्, ते पर्वताः, नाट् पर्वताः.
पर्वताः.
ऐ डोण्ट् नो वै मेनि आफ् यु आर् कमिटिङ्ग् दिस्. वेन् इट् इस् आ, इट् इस् आहा.
only when it is a, it is aha. Don't confuse that, otherwise there is a uchharana mistake. So, Madhavan, you are not being here. Haripriya Bhagni, please meet yourself. So, this is the Prathama Vibhakti root. Now we are moving on to Dvitiya Vibhakti. So when I say Ramaha, it is Ramam. Again, Ramam, Ramau. So that is the same. And Raman. So this is Raman. Similarly, for Tad Shabda. Now it will be Sahataute Tam Tau Tan. Sah Ramaha Aham Ramam Pashyami. So the Rama here becomes an object for me to see. Sah Ramaha Aham Ramam Pashyami. Aham Ramau Pashyami. Aham Raman Pashyami. Or here, Aham Tam Pashyami. I am seeing him. So again, the pronoun here becomes an object. Aham Tam Pashyami. Aham Tau Pashyami. I am seeing those two. He, Aham Tan Pashyami. I am seeing them. And the them is Pullinga Bahuvachana. So now, what is the thing to be noted? So first I said Aham. Saha Ramaha was what I said first. Aham Ramam Pashyami is the second sentence I said. And note, we don't have a full stop in Sanskritam. We will just be using a vertical line like this. So I said these two for you. Now, if you analyze it properly, Aham refers me. So that's why I said Pashyami. So the object is Ramam. You cannot, for example, when I say Ramau, you cannot ask why this is in Dvitiya Vibhakti and this is in Prathama Vibhakti, which is singular, not Prathama Vibhakti. This is in Dvivachanam, but this is in singular. Because this singular refers only to me and not to this. Now when I say Saha Ramaha, Ramaha Gachati. Now this Gachati refers to Rama. So if Rama is singular, this Gachati has to be singular. If this Rama is going to be dual, this has to be dual. If this Rama is going to be Bahuvachanam, then this has to be in Bahuvachanam. Whereas here, Ramau is just a object. The moment I say Aham Ramau Pashyami, take Pashyami first. That is the Kriya. Always you should analyze any verse only from the Kriyapadam. First take the Kriyapadam. And then see it refers to what. Certainly this is in Ekavachanam. So it cannot be Ramau. I mean, it cannot denote Ramau. But Aham is in Ekavachanam. Aham Avam Vayam is the Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana Rupani. Aham, Avam, Vayam. So, Aham, Pashyami refers only to a singular subject. And that is Aham here. Any doubts in this? Is it clear? I assume it is clear. If not, think of it, analyze it, what I actually meant. Listen to the recording once again, because this is a tricky concept. It is easy, but it will take some time. That's it. So when I want to say Ramau are going, I cannot use Gachati, because Gachati is only singular. So when I use Ramau, Gachati Gachataha has to be used. Ramaha Gachati, Ramau Gachataha, Ramaha Gachanti. रामाः गच्छन्ति. So this is how you have to say. That's why I said you should always consider the linga and number. The gender and number are equally important. You cannot say Ramau Gacchati, because Gacchati is singular. It is a kriya, but singular kriya. Only if you say Gacchataha, it represents Dvivachanam, which is dual. So Saha Ramaha, Aham Ramam Pashyami. Tau Ramau, Aham Ramau Pashyami, because Aham only here. The kriya Pashyami is done by me. So I am a singular. So I will be saying only Pashyami and Aham. Now going to Tritiya Vibhakti. Tritiya Vibhakti is instrumental. So it is instrumental K. So Ramena. Ramena. Okay. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramau, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramena, Ramabhyam. Ramaihi. Ramena, Ramabhyam, Ramaihi. So if it is going to be a pronoun, which is Saha, Tau, Te, Tam, Tau, Tan, Tena, Tabhyam, Taihi, Tena, Tabhyam, Taihi. So, Saha, Ramaha, Aham, Ramam, Pashyami, Aham, Ramena, Kridami. So, I am playing with Rama. Ramena Kridami. Or in this case, Saha Balakaha. Aham Tam Pashyami. So the Tam refers to Balakaha. So Aham Tam Balakam Pashyami. So I need not say Balakam here. You can use it, but it is understandable. When I say Saha Balakaha, Aham Tam Pashyami, so the Tam refers only to the Saha. Tena Aham Kridami. Tena Balakena Aham Kridami. Any doubts in this? Okay, just to do one more homework of Krishna Pratipadikam. Please note it down. The Pratipadikam will be Krishna. So for that, write Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Tritiya Vibhakti, Ekavachana Bahu, Dvivachana Bahuvachanam, and also redo the Rama and Saha. I am writing it here. So Rama Pratipadikam, Krishna Pratipadikam, and Tad. Now you know, when I say Tad, it means it is only a Pratipadikam. You cannot use it. Only if you give a form to it, Saha, likewise, then you can use it. And I want you to write the address first. And you know by now what address is. Akarantaha pullingaha ramashabdaha, dakarantaha pullingaha tadishabdaha, and all these are addresses. Right? So you can do that. And give a nice table like this. Don't write like this. First write akarantaha pullingaha ramashabdaha. Write the table. Dakarantaha pullingaha tadishabdaha, then the table. Or before that, rakarantaha pullingaha krishnashabdaha. In the table. So I want three tables from you with three addresses specifically for that. If you don't have any doubt, we will close the class for today. So we saw Agnya, Prathana, Rupa and Sankhya, and apart from that, Vibhakti of Prathama, Dvitiya and Tritiya. If you have any doubt, you can ask now or else we will close the class. Okay.
Bhagini, I have a doubt. I have that last one you have to know, Tena, Na, Tai, that I didn't understand.
What didn't you understand? He is pronoun. When I say he is Rama. Okay. Now he is the subject here.
Now when I say I am seeing him, now the him is the object.
Okay.
With him I am playing. So that is tena.
Okay.
If you want to say along with Rama, then that is Ramena. If you simply want to say along with him, then tena.
Okay.
So imagine this way. He is Rama, I am playing with him.
Okay.
He is Rama, I am playing with Rama. Both are correct. Both conveys the same idea. Did you understand?
Yes. Thank you.
So I hope you all noted
down. How are you pronouncing Tena?
Tena.
Is it Na or is it Na?
No, that is Danti Nakara. Tena.
Tena, okay.
Tena only.
Okay.
That's a good question. Yeah, that is just Tena. I don't think anywhere is the...
Bhagini, I have one doubt. I have one doubt. Is Aham Ramam Pashyami. That is a Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Ramo is only Ramam or Ramo? Which one you said?
Ramam Pashyami, Ramo Pashyami or Raman Pashyami.
But then, Dvitiya
Vibhakti, can you give one sentence for Dvitiya Vibhakti using Ramena?
You already said no, right? Aham no, Ramena Kridami.
Using Ramena, can you give me a sentence?
Yeah, Aham Ramena Kridami. Aham Ramena Khadami. I'm meeting with Rama. I'm playing with Rama. Aham Rama Bhyam Khadami. I'm eating with two Ramas. Aham Ramaihi Khadami. I'm eating with more than two Ramas.
Okay. Thank you. Dhanavada.
And the Ramena, the Arna, is not Dantya Nakara here. It's Mudhanya Arnakara, which we use it for Krishna. The rest of the places, it's only Dantya Nakara. Raman, everywhere else. It's going to be Dantya Nakara.
Okay.
So once we complete all the Vibhaktis, there is a kind of shloka or praise on Rama where every Vibhakti will come. I will read only for Rama. Ramo Rajamanihi Sada Vijayate Ramam Ramesham Je Ramena Abhihata Nishachara Chamuhu Ramaya Tasmai Namaha Ramat Nasti Parayanam Parataram Ramasya Dasoasyamyaham Rame Chittalayaha Sada Bhavatume Bho Rama Mam Mudhara. So this is a praise or prayer to Rama where every Vibhakti comes. For example, Ramo Rajamanihi. There is a Sandhi here which makes the Visarga Okara. So that is actually Ramaha Rajamanihi. Ramam Vijayate. Let the victory be with Rama. Or it's not be with Rama. I worship that Rama. So here that Ramam becomes Dvitiya Vibhakti. Ramena Abhihita, there the Tritiya Vibhakti is there, as it was killed by Rama. And only till that we have seen. So for every Pratipadikam, I'll try to give an example with a shloka or whichever shloka is available with us. So this is how, why I said this is how you should interpret when you see a shloka. You should first understand the Kriya Padam, then find out the subject that is referring to the Kriya Padam, and understand in what Vibhakti is it by Rama or for Rama or with Rama or in Rama, and then find out the Vachanam, which Vachanam it is in. So likewise, you can decode a shloka that we will see. However, as I said earlier, if you are interested, we will take a Bhagavad Gita or any of the verses to find out and decode. Okay, it's time. Vidyadhar Mahode, can you do the Shanti Mantra?
Bhagini. Drashtum Ichhami.
मम कृते अस्ति वा इति न जानामि. निमिषम् एकं ददातु. नास्ति इति मन्ये. अस्तु, दृश्यते वा?
ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु, सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु, सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु, सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः सर्वेषां.
धन्यवादः भगिनी.
धन्यवादः.